our idioms.
Alignment.
Instability in field.
Negative.
Charge aligning matrix field.
Positive.
Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Chardet field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob.
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 Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamond.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set.
A magical turtle.
Expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing. Prepare for landing. Prepare for landing.
Free space activation. Landing. 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 Caution. Caution.
I think we've landed.
Have we landed?
Yes, I do believe we have. Right, it's me, Bob, well, commonly known as, or Paul, or hurry up late for your dinner, or whatever else you call me. Yes, we certainly have. I can hear myself coming back over it. That's really confusing, isn't it? Right, I've got Prizen with us, and we've got God, Naughty God, very, very, very noisy Naughty God. He was very good throughout Pax's show. He only managed to choke twice on his bong, and then for some reason he went and got the drum. I don't know why he went and picked the drum up. He just really is a naughty boy. So anyway, if you don't know who God is, it's our pet term for Dan, a DC Dan, a Dark City Dan. That's the name of the first server. Some of you might have noticed that, some of you might not have noticed it, but it's a bit of fun. Anyway. And there'll be a DC Bob, and there'll be a DC Jim, and there'll be a DC Sue, and anybody else who we can think of that's kind of come along who's got a name with three letters in it. We don't know why, it's just that's how it happens. That's how it happens. So, what we're going to talk about today, and just thanks to the listeners again, because I can see quite a few of you coming on. It's really good to see that, because it was quite a quiet slot. And this, so hey, it's working. So that's good before we get into it. And all the other people who've helped us out recently. Where we are? We are waiting for finances to clear through MT Gots Bitcoin, blah de blah, called pain in the arse, I'll tell you. Easier putting it in than it is getting it out. But I'm working on it. We'll get there. And that will put us in the second Linux server. So I won't go too much into that. But I'll let Dan and Nigel and Prajna speak Swahili for an hour and you know, because it might as well be, but just let me, it rubs off. It does rub off. I mean, what is it, 8-9 weeks ago? I thought Linux was a form of flooring to put in your kitchen. I thought that's what it was, you know. It was, and I later found out that it isn't related to lino at all. And that green lino isn't known as mint linux. So I was completely confused with the entire issue of it. So, yeah, I haven't got much knowledge on this, really. I kind of can operate the server pretty well, and I've got my head around that, but it's kind of, like, really limited. You know, my rabbit hole here is dead straight. There's no twists and there's no turns in it. I know exactly what I'm trying to achieve. And these technological geniuses, I'd like to say, that's what they are, just aren't quite up to my scratch yet. I seem to be able to just keep causing them more problems by saying, well, that's not what we asked for. So, yeah, just remember that one. It's a great tip. You know, it's a great tip. Just keep refusing. Just keep saying, oh, well, that's very nice, but it doesn't work. And they're really good. They have been really brilliant. So, yeah, like I say, big thanks to all them. A lot of some of them are here now, you know, and you'll hear from them shortly. And all the people that have been supporting us, whether it's, and what jumps into my head is graphics, because I forgot to give Lee the graphics today. My apologies, Lee. I'm holding things up on that end. What else is the music? We've had loads of music coming in from loads of different artists, right? Far too much for me to be able to deal with, and for Jim to get up on the artist page. There's a lot of work involved there on setting up that website, rendering all the videos, putting them up on YouTube, making them available on Torrent and on MP3 download. And that's ongoing every day. So it's a lot of pressure there for Robo, and a lot of hours as well. So Jabba from Decoding Babylon, he's kind of going to come along and help out a little bit on the back end of the website. Now, what's it all called? Databasing stuff. And it'll just make it a lot easier. That'll free up a bit of time for other things to be done, so Jim's not working his pants off. Also, Prajan is working on a front end of the site, which will give, hopefully, the hosts a much simpler interface. It's not difficult now, but if you've never used Linux and you've never used an internet VJ console or anything like that, then it's just like wasting his time. And I'm not belittling people here. We have dealt with people over the last few weeks who have never operated Skype. They've never had a microphone. You know, what's a webcam? You know, and it's not like they can't use the internet, but they don't use it to its full capabilities. So, yeah, we were getting there. Okay, we have to use a few of the devil's tools, you could say, as it's known. The devil, Microsoft, and his evil son, Bill. It really is a bit of a comedy sketch. It's a bit like blaming me for my father's sins. It was like, I wasn't there. I didn't do it. It had nothing to do with me. Let's go and hunt down the Germans because their granddad's bombed our chippy. It's like, grow up, right? You can't blame the operating system because it's made by a demonic company, by Evil Bill. Right, just leave Evil Bill alone. Right, I'm sure there's a good robotic Bill somewhere. Hang on a minute, that one's been done, hasn't it? Yeah, never mind. So, yeah, it's a bit... So I get it. I get what they're on about. Let's have it free. And that's a freer way for us to make it. Right, so loads of people have helped us. We're really appreciative of that. People have sent us the music. That's brilliant. We do want to be putting out free open source type of music. You know, that's why we're here. We're creating content for that internet site. And that content is brilliant. It really is. I mean, go through it. Don't take my word for it. Go back through the archives. We will be doing repeat shows once we get the scheduling sorted out. Well, that's these Linux people. You know, you just can't get fucking anything together in an afternoon. But no. It has just take a lot of work to do it, a hell of a lot of work to do it, and bits of scripting need to be written, and scripts even. Scripting's once you put the bits of script together, then it makes us, never mind, anyway. So, yeah, now the other thing is, what have I been talking about, donations. If you do want to donate, to the, you can do, right, we have got a donation button, but we're not going to tell you where it is, because I really don't want anybody to donate, because it makes me feel sick that people actually want to give us money. I don't know why, it's just one of my things. You say I'm not very good at receiving, so yeah, anyway, it's there, it is in on the site. When I'm told I am told it's easier to find the Dornate Bone than it is to find the Magical Turtles. So there are Magical Turtles there, just be aware of that. And one of those Magical Turtles does actually take you to a magical place. And there is a couple of magical places, actually, on the website. So, yeah, we got a new guy coming to join us, Fox. He'll be doing a couple of shows late hours, starting about 1 a.m. in the morning. These are more of our American brothers and sisters starting to come in. Really energetic guy, really is. By his own words, he's just getting out of the truth of psyops. So, yeah, that'll be from 1 a.m., so a bit late for a lot of you. But for some of you, I suppose you're just getting up. Depends where you are in the world. But, yeah, I want that. I want to see that. It'd be nice to be able to start, our American and Canadian brothers and sisters, and we've got some brilliant Canadian people joining up with us at the moment. So to get them in and get that carrying on later into the night is a great thing. However, we do still need producers. We're not fully automated. It does involve people pressing a couple of buttons and stuff. So, yeah, we're looking for what we're looking for at the moment, cash and producers. Cash and producers, that's all that'll do. That's not a great deal. It's only a small amount. But, of course, if you have got loads of cash, we don't need it here at Dark City, but you can send all that via us if you want to, or directly to Rick Simpson at the Run for the Cure at phoenixtears.com. I think it's .com. I think it's a .com. Phoenix Tears. But you can check that out on the Dark City website, www.darkcity.com or .co.uk. And if you want to get enjoyed, join us right now, live on air. If you're listening to this as a podcast, then you might be able to join us right now live on air. It depends what time you're listening to the recording. You'll have to work that out. But now it's actually 12 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. And so if you're in Canada, then it's 3 minutes past 13 minutes past 3 in the afternoon. And so then you could ring us live if it's today, being a Wednesday. Then you'll be able to ring us up live because we won't be here. But if you're not listening to it on a Wednesday, if you were listening to us today, on a Thursday. Well, it's all right because we're on Thursday as well. So that'd be all right. But you would have actually then transcended back 6 days into your past, and now you would, by listening to what I'm saying, you would know what's happening in your future.
Yeah,
but don't tell anybody. Right. So I'll tell you what's going to happen, okay? On roughly the 8th of April, okay? On the 8th of April, I predict that bitcoins will crash by £100 in the day. They'll get up to about 175 quid, and then they're going to crash down to about £70. Furthermore, right, this will actually be an assault. This is an assault on the Bitcoin trading system. Individuals are going to start to sell Bitcoins at way below the rate, creating a panic. And I further think that the community within Bitcoins will shut down all trade for approximately 48 hours. So that has probably happened roughly on the 11th, maybe 10th, 11th of April. That's my prediction. So if you're listening to this, just check that out and check the dates. All right? Check the date, right? You need to do that. Because if that's right, what I'm saying, I'm onto somewhere here, massive. So I'll actually go down by about...
Today.
Pardon?
11th is today.
Yeah, but we just told everybody we're actually transmitting earlier, and that would have sounded like I just prophesied the future, Nigel. No, and you just, I mean, but they won't, we'll cut all this out. We'll cut this bit out now. And they'll think that Dark City Radio has just predicted the stock. But you're just not really into how to do this, are you, really, yet? So let's talk about the green part. No. So anyway, where we are, but I've rambled for about 15 minutes. I'm going to make myself a cup of tea, I think, and I'll let these guys tell you all about this wonderful Linux server. Well, almost fully born Linux server. There are a few monsters about it. There is just a little monster in the corner. And to be honest, we're not 100% certain what its teething issues are, but they have got teething issues. So, because Prisoner's actually been sat there and he hasn't said anything for 15 minutes, and now he'll be running around looking for a drum, I reckon. So, go on, Prisoner. You throw something in this cookie pot, right, of geekability. Is that right? Is that geekability? Geek's a cool word, isn't it? I kind of look at geeks as being really intelligent people who are just kind of pushed out by society, so they have to live on... We have to win.
Geek is hot.
Geek's hot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more than hot.
It's more than hot.
Red. Yeah.
Red,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
you weren't going to say red.
No. It's like this. It's not. It's quite early. It's like 9 o'clock. Not take the geekiness any further.
All right, yeah, because you're going to go into internet trolling with 9 foot flaming fiery penises, aren't you? But we really don't want to go there. That's Vostor's department. And we can't actually start summoning the nonsense until after we're 11. I just made that up, it's not true. Anyway, Prajna, over to you, mate. Come on. Hit us with sheer geekiness.
Geeks are mysterious and misunderstood. That's the thing. They hide away there in the background. In fact, proper geek, you'll never see as real magic because all you ever see is what you see, what comes out on the screen or what comes out on the printer. But in behind that is the most wonderful geekiness of some guy who's sat there and done the most genius stuff that nobody will ever see. All they see is just bits happening on the screen. And if people don't understand the bits that are happening on the screen, they start swearing at all these geeks because they haven't worked it out. Do you suffer from that at all, Dan?
Yeah.
No.
We have had to die for the button there. I don't know. I don't think that there's really much of a stigma with it these days because everyone's become at least a bit of a geek. Everyone's been forced into it, basically, through the way there's massive widespread... I mean, especially in the UK, I mean, with us, like, online shopping crazy over it, you know? It's just gone through the roof, hasn't it? So it's such a massive... It's inescapable now. And, like, everyone's at least...
The majority... Little boys start by lining all their dinky toys up, don't they? And they have them from the smallest one up to the largest one and that kind of thing. And you know they're going to end up being a geek.
If they catalogue their toy cars.
I don't know if it's a geek, I think, has lost... It's like frigging saying rock now, isn't it? It's almost something like that. What's that mean? You know, what is... And... there's so many different areas of and ways to be geeky. You've got to be a bit more specific, haven't you, really? You can't say geek.
Well, no, at one point, a geek was really easy to spot in the early days. I mean, we used to go to the computer fairs and you could spot the geek. I mean, certain traits. I mean, plastic shoes are fundamental. You've got to have plastic shoes. And there tends to be a tear in them with a toe sticking out on one side. Nylon socks. Pants which are two sizes too large, which are pulled up right up the nick of the posterior with a belt around a purple nylon shirt with a green tie with food down the front. I mean, this was the geek. I mean, you could spot them anywhere, you could see them anywhere. I mean, occasionally they were a bit hard when they put the raincoat over, but the food down the front of the raincoat, you know, it was paramount. Now, obviously, we're talking about some of the richest people, self-made people in our area. I mean, your best mate, I mean, would have been considered to be a complete geek. And Bill, your mate, buddy, Bill Gates, a complete and utter live. What did he do? Ripped off that other guy in his garage? Or was he raping him? Was he raping him off? I can't remember. But he did something quite rude in more than one context to his mate, didn't he? And screwed his mate. Screwed his mate. I don't know what that means, you know, but he screwed his mate and then ripped off somebody else. And everybody got really upset with him. And I mean, why? Because he's an individual who did it rather than a government. I mean, when the government does it, people go, "Hey, we've been ripped off by the government." When the banks rip us off and the government bails them out, the people go, "Oh, that's wonderful." But when Bill does it, because he's one individual, he becomes the father of sin. I don't get it, mate, Dan.
He's a corporation.
He's a corporation, isn't he? Oh, Dan says he's a corporation.
Dan, I've got a proper question for you.
Have you?
Is there any viable alternative to Skype yet? And if not, why not?
Yeah. Well, Nigel's on his way now. So I'm saying goodbye. There is SIP. We've had SIP for ages. I'm sure you know about SIP. That's been the other major VoIP. voice over IP telecom standard. It predates Skype, but it's not very non-technical person friendly.
I was going to say, let's face it, it's geek territory.
Yeah, it is. It isn't, and it just doesn't have the ease of use that Skype offers. Really, it's just not. And it probably never will be there. So that's that ruled out. But I've not yet tried. I've really got to get around to it. The WebRTC, that's Google's effort. I think it's like Google Mozilla or something like that who've been the main people working on it. And it should allow real-time communication out of Skype, but just within your browser. So you won't have to install any external programs or plugins. You'll just be there. You know, if you've got a mic and you've got a computer, then you're off, and a browser. So that's a... But I've not yet tried it, and I'm not even certain if it supports conferencing. You'd presume it would, but does it even work? No, I don't.
Which one is this one again, Dan?
It's called WebRTC.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's also... Google Talk as well, but that seems to be all tied up and not...
No, that's not free.
Isn't that incorporated into...
You can get a plugin for Firefox and the like. If you're a Gmail user, then you can use Google Talk, but it's a non-free plugin for Firefox. Yeah.
It's non-free, and also I understand. I think at the moment you can only register for the talk side of it. If you're in America, there's something that they have to check your account.
No, I've been using it for years, and it does work a lot better than SIP. It is a viable alternative, but there's no conference. It's just one to one. As far as I'm aware, it's just one to one. And then the other one is Mumble and Murmur. Murmur's the server side, and then Mumble's the client. This is another one that I've not tried, but this is Murmur's got native support for Jack, so that should, in theory, make things a lot easier and a lot more stable for us because it's a native Linux program that's open source, so we can get bugs fixed for and stuff like that,
So. Sure, it's all basically API stuff as well, so it should be easy to patch things together nicely.
But I mean, the problem with Mumble and Murmur is that you'd have to convince people to install Murmur just to basically get in touch with the show, and they probably wouldn't use it to speak to anyone else, or use it for anything else, sort of thing, apart from maybe the odd, if they... I know the Linux Audio Linux Audio Podcast? One of them. That's what they use to do their show, VoIP stuff.
And then have you come across FreeSwitch?
Oh, you mentioned... Yes, I forgot to look into that. You mentioned it the other night to me, and I've been doing this, that, and the other, so... I'm not listening to that, but that's if you send me the link, if you just
there was an earlier one called Asterix, and
it's updated Asterix. That was a SIP server though, wasn't it?
Well, yes, it patches. Well, a multimedia switching system, really. It was mostly geared up to deal with various SIP networks and so on, but it also allowed other things in, and certainly. FreeSwitch really just considers itself a switching and routing system that will you can use it on anything from a handset all the way up to a full size PABX system. So they say.
No, it does sound interesting. Well, certainly I'll have a look into that. No, I mean, I don't want to start reading its specs. Oh, I could do. Could be very rude and start delving into that now, but I shall not. No. So, go on.
And did you see the link that I put in our Skype chat there? That's through to the first little stab at this front end that Paul was talking about. Because we're going to manage... The problem at the moment is you've got a Skype window open, you've got an IRC chat window open. In fact, Skype on Linux has got about three or four different windows anyway, because you've got one for your call, and you also you can't do things like mute individuals and that kind of thing. So it'd be nice, I think, to manage it all on one page. So this is what the front end is designed to do, and I thought it would be good if that was running on a web server, because then whoever's producing the show, wherever they happen to be in the world, can log into the web page, and there's their console for producing the show. They can add people into the Skype call. They can see the messages. They can grab a message that someone's put in IRC, you know, a question that they put in IRC, and put it in another box so that it gets the attention of the guests on the show and so on.
Yeah, I'm just having a look at it now. You know, it's
Jabber's actually writing a back end now.
Is it?
Yeah, which will interface with this, so the website will pick up from the Linux server,
right,
and display it directly. So the scheduling, and we won't chat with him for a few minutes. So he's really got his head around that. So he's gonna. Well, with him and Jim, like I say, Prizer on the front. Don't get Prizer in there with them yet and get them all sat talking together. But you know what the light gates. You get three of them in the room, get melted down. Chernobyl. So ideally, you've got the front end that Prizer's doing, the back end that Jabber's doing, and RoboAP is in the middle. You are actually building the balls behind it all to make it all work. You see what I mean?
Yep. There we go.
Ben's devil.
Oh, he loves Bill. He's got a definite soft spot for our Bill, as Paul, I know. It's like that now. It's a true blue Microsoft. True blue.
this is what I was trying to say last night about the reason that we have to use open source is the same reason that you don't want to go and buy your coffee at Starbucks and all the rest of this stuff. Is let's stop paying for our own oppression by funding these big corporations. Let's promote the creativity that we all have and joining together in cooperation. And that's what open source really is about, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's, when I buy a piece of hardware, if I buy a machine, I expect it to do what I want it to do, not perform the will of the corporation that I bought. Haven't I just paid you for this? Haven't I, you know, isn't it for me to use now? Shouldn't I get to say how it works? And that's what that's the power that open source brings that you don't get with nobody owns a copy of Windows. It's been licensed off Microsoft, and if they want to kill your, you know, if they want to kill your account, they can, you know, and then they can, and it's got backdoors. It's been proven, you know. It's been known about for years.
Dan, am I right in thinking that every time you buy a PC, you're still paying money to Bill Gates, even if you don't have Windows on it?
What you could be referring to is with Android phones, which that's a version of Linux. For every phone that's sold with Android on it, when that's like millions a day now or something like that, Microsoft get a kickback like every time. It's like $5 a phone or something like that, you know, whatever it is. So they're making like buckets off it. They're trying to kill Android desperately, yet they're making more money out of it than Google are.
I understood that the manufacturers were supposed to pay a license fee to Microsoft. And then they could install Windows on the machine, but they had to pay that license whether they installed Windows or not. And even people buying Linux machines were paying the overhead of this Microsoft tax.
Microsoft have these certifications and links with PC hardware vendors And if they stick to certain rules that Microsoft set...
Vendors.
And if they're good boys and they do as Microsoft tell them, then they get discounts on Windows and be able to put their Microsoft certified for Windows stickers on stuff and the like. But if they don't, like if they start shipping Linux machines, naughty things like that, then they won't get these discounts. And that's basically how they control the industry. And that's why a lot of manufacturers have never offered machines preloaded with Linux, because they won't be getting their Microsoft discounts.
Yeah, it's just like paying half your fine if you pay it on time, and paying the full fine if you don't, you know. But that's also like someone sticking a gun in your face and saying, "Give me all your money, and if I have to go and take it out of the bank, I'm going to charge you extra."
Yeah, well, it's I think with how, you know, I mean, with computers now, like the new pen and paper, aren't they? They're so widespread and they're so ingrained within the education system and the rest of it. It's shocking to think that, you know, like, just imagine if one company owned the right to the pen and paper and, like, language, stuff like that. Well, that's kind of what it's been getting, like, with Microsoft. And with them owning Skype now, so imagine having a total telecoms monopoly as well as a computer monopoly. It's scary as hell. It is just like... They are like the tech new world order, and they need to die. That's it. So I've been working my ass off for 17 years now. 17 years.
Dad, you don't look old enough, love.
Well, it's taken this long to find the Dark City, you see, so we could channel his creative energies into something that was worthwhile.
And now I've got a feeling. Dan, I've got a feeling you're about to start showing your age now that you found the Dark City. Sorry, Paul, do continue.
No, well, you're all right. He's only a kid. Right, you, Dan?
Yeah, yeah. I started doing it when I was one.
And you're live again. Skype just crashed and died out.
So what we're going to do for the next server production is try the 32-bit version and see if Skype's more stable. I was one of the last people to use Skype. I did not want any part of it, but you know, when I discovered how bad SIP was I do find Skype to be more reliable than the Google Talk as well.
When Microsoft bought Skype, if there had been an alternative to Skype at that time, I think the membership of Skype would have just vanished. A great number of friends of mine, and myself included, would have migrated immediately to something else the day that Microsoft bought Skype. Not that there was much loyalty to Skype before that, in any case, simply because it's a proprietary thing and not open source. Having had a look at the API for Skype, I've worked out why it is that Microsoft bought Skype. I think all their programmers looked at it and thought, oh, this code's just as crap as the stuff we write. We'll love it.
Right, yeah.
I might be a bit cynical, of course.
Yeah, maybe. No, but it's a case of bit. Skype was in the right place at the right time, wasn't it? And it's just the best of us. Well, we're getting a bit of digital interference now. a bit of a role for wannabe kicking off it. Oh.
It's bad enough with X runs without didgeridoo as well.
No. Yeah, it's and also we've made a. I realised what schoolboy error made it. Really, weeks ago, I should have set the server to, you got the CPU performance governor. It's like that's basically the power settings, the power.
For throttling various things.
Nice
level of different programs. And
It hasn't been set to performance, and it should have been. So that's got to be done at some point tonight, really. Because that could certainly help.
And you mentioned moving back to 32-bit. Now people always ask me when I say stick Linux on, they say, oh, do I put 32 or do I put 64? And certainly up until now, I've always advised them use 32.
And I would continue to recommend 64-bit to people, but because Skype is a central program here, and unfortunately, I don't like, I said, but if it wasn't, it's because it's a non open source program that I think it runs, I'm not even sure it's a native 64-bit binary, to be honest, sort of thing. And so anyway, it's purely because of Skype being a central app. If we weren't using Skype, I wouldn't have mentioned 32-bit.
I mean, my position is that all the software that runs on Linux runs on 32-bit, but you don't have so much trouble running 32-bit software in a 64-bit environment, but you can't run 64-bit software at all in a 32-bit environment. There are 64-bit compiled versions of some software, but there's still stuff that requires 32-bit, so why not run 32-bit from the off?
I'd recommend people who do a lot of, developers or people who just compile a lot of software, you get much faster compilation, you get much smaller compilation, notably smaller compilation times on 64-bit, and also... same applies to sort of media encoding, audio and video encoding. Also benefits from the 64-bit registers. And so, because what we're essentially running here is a media server doing a lot of encoding of audio and video, I think we've certainly got a lot to gain through running 64-bit. But unfortunately, we're blighted with Skype. Now, if we were running Mumble and Murmur, I'd say let's go 64-bit all the way, but I don't know. That's it. That's my executive summary of the Skype situation. did anyone understand the word of that? Call in if you did. I'll buy you some of it. No. It's,
you got to speak up when you're back here, Robo.
Yeah, the Robo Hip is relaying info, and it's not quite reaching the mic, we think. If it comes out with something significant, we will relay.
Robo often does. In fact, he came up with something quite significant and interesting last night about these supernodes on Skype. Have you heard about them?
Supernodes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We switch it off and all the windows are changed. Right. Yeah, we've already done that. But unfortunately we can't find ways to switch it off on Skype. So that could be what's happening. The wireless machine is becoming a node, or a supernode, as they call it. I call it a photon torpedo node. So yeah, what happens is the fairy pixies come down the line from Skype. And they set up a hippie camp. On your PC, where they all sit round and they have a prayer circle and play drums. Huh? Unfortunately, it clogs up your processing power. Actually, they're using your machine as a node to relay Skype.
It's possession.
It is. You know what the light is, they move in and they tell you that they're all going to help out until they've got what you want, and then suddenly you don't want to share anything because they've got what they want, and they're away. So that's kind of what happens. It's a bit like German programming. Yeah, I mean, if you run a German program, it'll just come in and take over your drive.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll say, oh, yeah. Our drive comes in, throws its towel over your processor, and that's it. Nothing else. I think it's port 80 and port 494, is it? 440?
I can certainly tell you it's port 80, which is your HTTP port, by the way, the one for web pages, and port 443.
Well, it can be. You don't have to be HTTP port 80.
However, if you don't have that switched on, Skype can use any of the ports over, 1024 or something. So I don't know that maybe it elects to use you as a supernode anyway. It's just if you block those two ports, then it uses other ports instead. So I'll have to dig in a bit deeper, really.
Right. It's yeah. Well, it's something we can get the IP tables onto it. Get that sorted out if it comes to it. But no, I was unaware of the supernode until you mentioned it now.
It becomes a particular problem for people who are paying for their bandwidth by usage amount. Because if Skype sets them up as a supernode, they're transferring megabytes, maybe even hundreds of megabytes of information for Skype rather than just kilobytes, as is usual.
All right, I see. It's like, it's VoIP sweatshop behavior, isn't it, really? That's what it is, exploitation of the poor Skype users, I think. It's all part of Bill's evil ploy, is a depopulation agenda.
Actually, like you saying with like the poor 80 and stuff, I don't know if I'm right or not, but it used all the other ports, but I think port 80, through the internet and stuff like that, I think that might be like a fast channel for like various things like Skype and stuff. I might be wrong, but it's just a thought I've had.
With any port that's open, the more traffic that goes down it, right, the less the space will be there. Doesn't matter what operating system it's on. It's like trying to shove water down a 5-inch pipe and then suddenly shoving the same volume of water down a 1-inch pipe. You're just going to back up. It's not going to
happen.
Yeah, so they were saying the underruns and overruns, and they were saying that I was having an issue with it, really. I was saying, well, why do the stupid people call it an X-run if it's an under and overrun? But it isn't. An X-run is actually an underrun. It doesn't have an overrun. They've solved the problem, or they've just denied its existence, and I'm not quite sure which they've done yet. I'm sure you could get... perhaps you can't get an overrun. It makes sense that you can't. In Windows, nothing makes sense, so therefore you would get an overrun, I suppose. So X runs in Linux are actually underruns in Windows.
Buffer underruns.
Buffer underruns, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that, roughly, we come across a lot with what we've been doing, because if when we stream 125 kilobytes per second, 128, 128 kilobytes per second. That's what we are sending up to the internet. And when the listeners, you people now, who are listening live, of course, you're listening in at 64 kilobits per second. So you shouldn't get buffering. It shouldn't happen. We're always putting more up than what you need.
We've got a fatter pipe than you have.
Yeah. And that's the idea. We always have more. Now, what could be happening, we're not certain yet, but what could be happening is the sound samples themselves may not be up to it, basically. They're recorded at a lesser rate, 64. And then the machine, the Linux server, is attempting then to play those at 128K, and that's taking up its processing power. It would seem to create a lot of overruns when we've got the dual connection. But then I noticed it's only doing it with certain tracks. And one group of them tracks are WAVs.
All right, okay.
So there's a damn good chance that's what's causing it. Very good chance. I noticed that Albert Clark stuff, not MP3. And he does it on nearly every one of Albert's tracks and a couple of Connors that have just come. I've got to check them.
I do it with black as well.
We've got to make sure. This is one of the reasons we said we only want MP3s, and we didn't even know why when we said it. Yeah, well, we did, because we were trying to keep the actual servers doing as little work as possible by giving them the right file format and giving them. So now we want all the samples that 256K. That's what we'll do all the samples at now. So then you can get it. We're sending it at 256K, There's no buffering, it's getting twice as much as what it needs. It takes it at 128k, shoves it up to the internet, and you lot should listen out there at 64k, and it will never underrun. At least, that's the principle. Mm-hmm. Putting that simple thing into practice when you're dealing with technophobe or hippies is very difficult, because they all have a different perspective of how we're going to achieve what I've just said. So, once we get that, that'll be one little bit we'll know isn't causing it. But it's not so much getting it working, it's the little tiny mistakes we make. We've only got to let one of them go through, and I'll guarantee it's right in the middle of the Dark City Show. Why do all the gremlins come in the middle of the Dark City Show? I could run that server maybe for 22 hours, I've run it without a single problem. The Dark City Show started, and the server broke. I'm convinced it's an international conspiracy to pick on the Dark City Show.
I think it's Bill Gates. It's definitely Bill Gates doing it.
He's a bastard.
He's responsible for a lot of evil.
He's not. You can't blame Bill. It wasn't Bill. He didn't do it. Stop picking on Bill.
I know it's Steve now. Steve's going to chuck a chair at you. Take the chair.
It's not Bill's fault. He can't help being. Can't help being certain. So it's not his fault.
All right, blame his parents then. I don't mind.
No, he's grown up now, baby. He has to take responsibility for his own actions.
Well, and we're back to bombing the Germans now for the Second World War. We all know that it was orchestrated by the Vatican. You can't go blaming them people for stuff like that. Poor Bill didn't really mean to do this. He just wanted to rip his mate off, didn't he? That's all we were.
Mr. Gates Sr. is going to his planned parenthood. One of all this planned parenthood. Scheme that in America is basically, you know, population control again.
Yeah, well, that's Bill's thing, isn't it?
That's what he's got, that is, no, that is, that's what he's specialised in.
Do you know what, how you break Bill's ideology? Do you know what, Bill wants to control the population, right? What you do is you go out there and down, the one thing in mind, right, make as many babies as possible. You get out there, man, and just make babies everywhere, mate. Go out there and sow the seed. Sow the seed down. Sow it everywhere. You see? They come for all them people that Bill gets. You can have thousands of kids if you play guitar, right? Get out there now, young virile man like you. Get out there in the world. Don't plant. I'm going to shut up. I was going to talk you out of doing all this and going to have a much better life than you're having already, but we can't let you do that yet, Dan. You're going to be manipulated until you've completely solved all the issues in the world. I mean, in the world. Dan is really the devil. What it is, the devil. We worked him out. We thought he was God, but as it all turned out, he's the devil. We dug him up out of the Dark City. He's now free from his box. He doesn't sound as feminine, actually, on the outside as he is on the inside. But yeah, you'll hear him. We'll play Dan Jingle, and you can hear Dan the server talking away. He's after dating. He wants somebody who is mobile. They've got to be mobile, that's right, isn't it? He does keep both of his ports quite clean, and as they've tried to insinuate that he has got a bit of a dusty port. That's not true. At least we don't believe it is, but we are going to get it checked later, aren't we, Sarah? There you go. that's the thing. It's dead easy, you see. Bill has put all that time and all that energy and all these co-ops, right? You know, he's the demon underworld, speaking from the Linus perspective, you see. Bill, the great overlord of the underworld, has took all these cohorts now and he's decided to control the population. And all you've got to do to have Bill over is fucking this. Now, when you think about this, if you're talking to young 18, 19, 20-year-old lads full of passion for the world, or the lady, it's an easy sell. It's a fucking easy sell, man. You know? Easy sell. Really, when you think about it. They'll just go all around the world and scream off it. It really will. I mean, I can see how it's dead easy for one person can fuck up Bill's fucking complete ideology forever.
Yeah,
just one. It takes that system, thousands of man hours, you know, millions and trillions of scribbles, whatever they're working in, you know.
I'm not to say that in like...
And what have they done? They've actually given us, right, the ability to set ourselves free, to interact, to change, at a level like humanity's ever known. A guy came around today to try and tell me central heating, which is quite a funny conversation, because he went all the way through it and filled the hole in his form, and we got to the end of it, and I went, you do know that's not a gas fire. And he's asked for it. I mean, all the time he was here, he was convinced that I was using gas, and that I'd have gas, and that would be gas heating, and that's thank God you central heating. Not really placing your boiler. I said, oh, I'd be nice getting a new boiler. I could be cold for you. All that time and all that effort and all that, and I told him when we started. It's not gas, is it? Oh no, it's a boiler. All right, it's a grand for a boiler. I mean, it's actually a gas boiler. Oh, well, we're helping our people to keep their energy costs down and keep it warmer for them, so they're, no, you're not, you lying bastards. You're putting in a fucking piece of technology inside their house, and then you'll inflate the price of the gas supply.
Mm-hmm.
So you're all going about, oh, Bill Gates, it's not right, it cost me £100 for an operating system and he's trying to use eugenics. I mean, it's like, come on, how much do you pay every single year for your internet access? Why do people who upload like that sitting, we, you know, what do we download? What the fuck do we download? When was the last time you downloaded anything from the internet, Robo?
I don't know.
We haven't got time, we can't do everything's going upload all the time, it's up. And we are paying to put fucking shit on the internet for you lot to fucking pay to look at what we're putting up. It's like, what? Hang on a minute, why don't you all come round here and we'll have a chat? Because they'll fucking make you pay for the internet anyway. You'll still have to pay for the fucking internet. We're all paying for it. And then you've got, oh, well, I need a phone. What do you need a fucking phone for? You've got the internet. Oh, well, I need a television license. You've got the internet. Have you heard of this fucking thing you've all been buying? You actually think it's a downloading portal. You know, I mean, have it. Ooh, the kids love it. Hang on a minute, 85% of the fucking internet's based on fucking downloading and uploading fucking pornographic material. Well, the kids are on it. They must be only looking at the 15% of the internet. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let's get it right. Yeah, that's right. Yes, it's not you, is it? It's your fucking children. Your children are going on there and looking at 85% of the porn on the internet. Adults, of course, never go on the internet and do anything like that at all. Well, with a bit of an age restriction, because I'm a bit of a fluffy-duffy about them things, I really am, but, you know, realistically, in the comfort of your own home, does it fucking matter what you're doing as long as you're not creating any harm, loss, or, you know, or spanking your monkey over kitty photos? And you know what I mean? As long as you're not doing that kind of shit, what's the fucking problem?
As long as Bill can watch you and listen to it and monitor it.
Listen, Dad,
okay.
If he wants to pay for our live VIP stream,
right. And that is indeed what's happened with the Kinect.
Just bear in mind, just so all the listeners know, that if you do go and scan the Dark City website, you'll find that there's only 400 sites behind it. All the others are actually adult sites, so you can't get access to them unless you're over 21. And if you do want to actually look at the live webcam stream, then you have to pay. Because that's the VIP section of the Dark City Radio, where you get all the chat through the day.
We're not talking pennies either.
No, we are not talking pennies. Don't think you can get in here for a cheap palm site.
Or Mars bar or something like that.
So we have to accommodate. This is the whole thing about Dark City. We have to give these people, and these people want to pay money.
So what we're telling you is
you can come in, it's fine, it's free.
Like the software free wasn't
really
hard.
Yeah, it's free. You know, it really is free. Right, what else I can tell you is about, right? For those people who want to use the VIP, it's as rough as you can possibly get, but it's more expensive than any other. So look, it's going to be better than anything you've ever had because you're going to be paying more for it than anybody. We'll guarantee you, right? You let us know how much it costs for your VIP seat and we will charge you more. We will guarantee it, we will charge you more. Now listen, we're having to do this for the VIPs because they've attacked the Bitcoins. They've actually had a go at them, but we're not standing for that anymore. So them rich bastards who are out there, right, on them big fancy IPs we see connect up to our server, right, then you have to pay from now on.
Mm-hmm.
All you poor people, right, who can't afford to do it, and we're right with you because we're on we're your ambassadors.
You
still get it for free.
Yeah.
So everybody who wants it for free can get it for free, and all the people who've got a problem with it can pay.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Does everybody agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's really... So, There are only 4 seats available now in the...
So the other... How many is it? The other 27 of you will have to leave. If you don't mind logging off now and getting your VIP tickets off Danny, you'll be doing them on the market and the weekends for a ridiculous amount of cash.
Your name's not Danny, that's
why. Or your body, if you're a woman, because he's trying to outbreed Bill Gates.
That's it. I've got Dan's population agendas on the go. Lots of penguin kiddies.
And you've only got 3 minutes left, lad.
Okay. 3 minutes.
So you heard it here first, folks. This was the Dark City, the first of the Geeks Run Wild sessions we're going to be having. And you've heard it. If you want to beat Bill Gates, breed children. It's the only way you're going to get over eugenics. Be happy.
All right.
Be happy and cuddle your partner and breed more children.
I'm going to have to take my partner away and breed.
You do that. I suggest that might be something we may not want to film, but hey, you know, just remember, if you do want to date the server, we do now take donations, you know, for the VIP members only. Thank you. This was awesome.
Anyway, he's not serious about eugenics. Otherwise, he wouldn't be charging us the fees for the software.
Yeah, great. The show now, Transner. It's too late. It's be quiet. Stop. Thank you. Right, it's over now. It's over. Bye-bye.